Tony Beers, get ready for the best 30 minutes of your day. It is the Holiday Spectacular, the year-end summary presentation of the Tony B Radio Show. And you know why it's going to be the best 30 minutes of your day? Well, listen to this. Coming up right now, the theme of the week, followed by the scripture of the week. Then, the ABCs of education with our good friend Beverly. And maybe the biggest of all, Tony will be talking to Hollywood personality Eric Bigger about his new book, 100 Days of Wisdom. We'll have holiday music. We'll have some special music by Tony, by me, by Jay. And, of course, finally, we'll be reaching into the Tony B Sports Arena with Bolt 30. Got no time to waste. Here we go.
Okay, Tony Beers, what an exciting show we have for you today. Let's get the theme of the week. The theme of the week is delight yourself in the Lord. You know, so much is going on. We just have to find joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But the theme of the week is delight yourself in the Lord. And if you go, we want to back it up with the scripture. If you go to Psalms, and let's see, what would be a good psalm for us today? Why don't we do Psalm 37? But we're going to do Psalms 37, the third verse. What is Psalms 37, the third verse? It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Tony Beers, this is one of our attributes. We have service for others. And so trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. And here you are, number four. The verse four says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So for the holiday seasons, delight yourself in the Lord. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tony Beers. Go to Tony B's website right now at TonyBMediaGroup.com. Yes, that's TonyBMediaGroup.com. And click on Tony B Fest. Get the Tony B deep discount offer for Tony B Fest Southwest. Tony B's one-day virtual media conference where content originators meet content distributors, airing March 9th, 2022 at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Speakers will include the general manager of startup MFN, the multi-format network, and Hollywood personality and author of 100 Days of Wisdom, Mr. Eric Bigger. 80% discount offer of $9.99 plus tax expires January 31st at midnight. Whatever you do, don't miss Tony B Fest, March 9th, 2022.
Hi, this is your good friend Beverly giving you the ABCs of education. During this holiday break, take some time to celebrate the fact that you have made it through the first part of the academic school year, whether doing in-person learning or remote. Secondly, remember that when you are out celebrating the holidays, that your decisions not only impact you, but also the ones closest to you. Thirdly, and finally, know that you deserve to celebrate the holidays, your family, and your closest friends. This has been your good friend Beverly giving you the ABCs of education. Happy holidays and bye-bye for now.
People making lists, buying special gifts. To be kind to one and all. It's the time of year when the world sits here.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Hey, Tony Beers, we have a treat for you today. Yes, Tony Beers and all newcomers, we have someone who aligns with our philosophy as a guest speaker today, one of our Tony Talks guest personalities. And as you know, Tony Beers and newcomers, in order to be a Tony Beer, you have to first be positive. Yes, you have to be positive. And two, you have to be working on your personal goals. Three, you have to have a spiritual foundation. And number four, above all, you must be of service to others. And so our guest today is none other than Eric Bigger. Yes, Eric Bigger is a motivational speaker. He's a personal trainer, he is an author, and he's an entrepreneur and a businessman, fully illuminating energy and inspiration. I'd like to introduce Eric Bigger. Hello, Eric.
Tony, how are you? Thank you for the introduction. How are you doing today?
Well, today we are super excited. All is going well. We're motivated to hear what you have to share with our listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in today and being a part of our program. I have a couple of questions to ask you because people are going to be, you know, all right, that was a great introduction, but who is Eric Bigger? And so, listening audience, I just want you to know Eric Bigger has written a book. Yes, he's the author of 100 Days of Wisdom. Yes, 100 quotes to live and be inspired by while you're living. And so without further ado, Eric, I wanted you to tell us, you know, why did you write this book? What do you expect the reader to take away from reading your book? And what do you mean when you use the term it's a miracle season? So I can break those down for you. Let's just start with the first one, which is, why did you write this book?
Well, thank you for that. The why was, I did a mastermind. I was in a mastermind group with a guru in a self-help personal development space, Lewis House. He actually has a podcast called The School of Greatness. So you would pay $500 to be in a mastermind for a month. And then in that group, you have to create a product within 30 days. And so with that time, I wrote a quote book just to give people a history on the quotes that's in 100 Days of Wisdom. Were from the videos I presented on Instagram when Instagram was 15 seconds. I would do Motivation Monday, Wisdom Wednesday, What's Positive Friday. So those words, those speaking words from those videos, I turned those words into quotes, which is captions, right, that I put in my book. And so fast forward to now, I revamped the book, evolved it, made it better. Prior to it being a physical copy, it was a digital copy, it was a PDF, it was a an ebook. But that's why I got started, and I've always been motivated and inspired. And that book comes from a time and place in my life when I was struggling, trying to figure life out, trying to understand who I am and where I want to go. And so the motivation and inspiration is what's the energy that's presented in that book. And that was the why behind it.
Well, that is awesome. And I think it's very important that, you know, we all understand the why. And then once one purchases your book, and you're going to give us the information of all the places that we can get it, what do you expect the reader to have as a takeaway from your book?
I think the reader will take away that, for one, we're all human. And that in life, you're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows, you're going to have your great days, you're going to have your bad days. But if you can kind of keep a internal perspective that if you show up day in and day out, you're going to be fine. Doesn't matter what the outcome is, doesn't matter what the circumstance is. But if your intention is to show up and to be better and to figure out what's in front of you, you'll get to the other side of that struggle, that challenge, that pain or adversity. So the book is just full of quotes and positivity and inspiration to get you through life. Because, look, every day I'm not full of positivity and motivation and gratitude. I have days when I'm off and I feel down and I don't feel the way I want to feel. And that's okay. So the book gives you the energy and the push to tell you to keep going. And every day is different. And every moment is not the same. And we do grow and we do change. But the book is really to set you up to be consistent, to build discipline, to develop your character so you can progress at your pace and have a fulfilling, successful life.
That is awesome. And Tony Beers and newcomers, we all have to agree with Eric. There's some days when we just don't feel 100%. And we need that motivation. We need those quotes of encouragement. We need inspiration, you know, to just push us along so that we can get to our next best self and move forward. So what Eric is sharing in his book is very important. And as we look to the new season, season three of Tony B Radio, we want to make sure that we are doing things that keep us inspired. And so I wanted Eric to share with us, where can we get this book?
Well, you can get the book if you go to my social media at Eric Bigger on Instagram. You can just click the link in my bio and the book is available there. 100 Days of Wisdom, physical copies. You can go to my Twitter, Eric_Bigger, and get it as well. And it's also available on Amazon, but I have it directly through me on my website, through my links. And you can get the book there.
Wonderful. So those are all the places, Tony Beers and newcomers, you can go. And that's Eric Bigger, ERICBIGGER. That's where you can find all the information about 100 Days of Wisdom, my 100 quotes to live a more inspired life. Eric, thank you so much. And we're going to have a quick break and we're going to come right back.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry.
Tony Beers, welcome back. Want to highlight Tony B's Sports Arena. And this is brought to you by Boat30.com. Boat30.com wants to highlight Iman Asante Shumpert, S-H-U-M-P-E-R-T. Who is Iman Shumpert? He is an American professional basketball player. Shumpert was selected by the New York Knicks with the 17th overall pick in the 2011 NBA draft. And he won an NBA championship with the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016. His current team, the Brooklyn Nets, also born June 26, 1990. Iman is age 31 years old from Oak Park, Illinois. Let's see how much money he's making. Well, his salary is, he it says here, he's a multimillionaire, and the salary he's pulling down now is $9 million. And that was back in 2016. So 5 years later, he's a superstar because he just won as the first NBA player ever to win Dancing with the Stars. That's the one Bolt 30 salutes, an athlete who went out of his comfort zone to win a dancing competition. Iman Shumpert. Congratulations from Bolt30.com.
Tony Beers, enjoy our gift to you in a short medley of songs by me, Bob, Jay, and Brandon Jared singing Tony B.
Hang tough, cause I am here. Regroup and reappear. Stop crying. Jump off, duck all the attacks. Keep check your financial stats. Let go and get it all back. Stop crying. Shoot high beyond the sky. Keep asking questions why. Leave swine at the sky. Stop crying.
All right, so here we are with Bob, and guess what treat? I'm giving you a treat, Tony Beers. I'm going to interview Bob, yes. I'm going to do a quick Tony talk with Bob, and guess what the topic is going to be? Bob has had the privilege of viewing the Beatles documentary. And I'm going to ask him now, Bob, what did you think of the documentary?
I was blown away. It was really fantastic.
What did you like about it?
It gave me such an insight into how they created their music, the mood. There was one scene where they were working in the studio, and everybody had brought their children in with them.
And wow, they family.
Just, yeah, they, there was that going on, and the children were...
just enjoying. And
yeah, they were
around.
Enjoying the music, dancing around. One of them was standing next to Ringo. Oh, as Ringo was playing the drum, he had a stick, and he was playing along with him on the hi-hat. And Ringo had no problem with this. None of them had any problem with the kids being there and goofing around.
It was a
around.
Family affair.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow, that was really good. Now, what about the inside? Did we get any, like, real interaction of how they actually worked together? Did we really see that?
Oh, yes. Very strongly, yes. That was virtually all it was.
Okay. And collaboration amongst the team members. And was there, like, equal participation or just flow, depending on the mood of everyone?
It varied. I mean, I think each Beatle brought something special to the situation, and it wasn't exactly the same. Paul tended to be the driving force, at least at this point in the band.
Okay.
And John seemed to be the huge collaborator. Ringo was just very steady, always there, ready to play the drums whenever it was needed, and his drums were always perfect.
Thank God for Ringo, because without him, it wouldn't have all been pulled together as it was. That's the Beatles documentary, Peter Jackson, and we want to thank Bob for this special interview. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Okay, we're back. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. I just want to make sure I say that to each and every Tony Beer and newcomers. Yes, we are cooking with the hot sauce. And I did want to mention that the Eric Bigger, yes, the interview that I had with Eric Bigger was so great that we're going to bring back part two in season three. So, we are just moving forward as the year comes to an end. And Tony Beaters, I'm about to cry. I mean, we're at the end of the show. Yes, the end of our holiday spectacular show. It's our annual holiday spectacular show. And the good news is I want you to go to Tony B's, go to the website. Get all the information on Tony B Fest because it's going to be a virtual conference. Yes, you have the ability to see it anywhere and be a part of it anywhere around the world. And so the other reveal I want to do is Tony B Season 3 is also going to have Tony B Television Show. Yes, Tony B on television as heard on radio. So that's going to be quite a treat. Without further ado, I just want to let you know that Tony B, the record label, how it got started was through all the artists that you know. There's Olga Szilagyi And of course, Bob has been helping and contributing to the success of the Tony B label with the Bob music. And then Jay has done some music, and you know all the things on the Jay label. So the Bob label and the Jay label, and then there's the Tony B label. Have a happy new year.
Never.